Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Marash Yechli, Nishmas Maris Hester Vas of Shmuel, Maschanim Serganim Satachanim Samir Zeb. And Leah Bas Yaakov. And we're learning Parashas Nitzavim, based in the Torah of Moriv Rabbi, Hagaon HaGadol, Mufla VeHamuflok. Rav Manzat Zal, Atem Nitzavim Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem, Roshechem, Shevteichem, Zegneichem, Shadreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael. You are standing this day, all of you before Hashem, your God, your heads, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, all men of Israel. Beautiful. Rashi explains that it says Roshechem Shivtechem means Roshechem Lishivtechem, your heads of your tribes. That's what it means, Roshechem Shivtechem. Roshechem Lishivtechem. Sifsei Chachamim writes that the Echreach is that otherwise Roshech is included in Shiftechem. The heads are included in your tribes. So why is the Pasuk go into detail? So it must be Roshechem Lishiftechem, Ayin Sham, B'divrei Sifsei Chachamim. And see there in the Kli Yakor asked, if so, why doesn't it say Roshechem Lishiftechem or Roshei Shiftechem, since that's what it means? Why write a Lashon which is the opposite of, which is not what it means? Roshechem Shiftechem implies that it's two different things. So why doesn't it say a lashon that shows us that it's Roshechem Lishivtechem? That's a kasha. Now the very detailing of the pasuk requires explanation. Like the Rechaim asked, the Al Shechapta already says Atem Nitzav Mayom Kulchem. It already says everybody. So why go into detail? And so asked the Al Shech from what it says the end of the pasuk, Kol Ish Yisrael. It already says Kol Ish Yisrael, so what do I need Roshechem Shivtechem? It's already included in Kol Ish Yisrael. We have a Tem Nitzavim Kolchem. Kolchem already includes everyone. And Kol Ish Yisrael includes everyone. So what do I need all the details for? Why do I need the Perut? And obviously we have the Kasha, why I need both Kolchem and Kol Ish Yisrael. Also the Al Shech asks, so why in Pesukim Tes and Yud does it say Lashon Rabbim? Atem nitzovim ayom kulchem tapchem nisheichem. Whereas in Pesukim, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, la'avrucha b'vis Hashem lo'kechu ba'alasei, v'asher Hashem lo'kechu korisim chayom. Manakim oischa ayom lo la'am, v'yye l'cha le'elokim, k'ashid e'b'lech shenshba l'vsecha. So this is all Lashon Yachid. All these words are Lashon Yachid. So we start off Lashon Rabbim, and then we go weiter into Lashon Yachid. He also asks, Al Shech asks, that we start off Atem Nitzavim Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You're standing before Hashem, when you're not standing before Hashem. Until now you weren't standing before, you're always standing before Hashem. We have a number of kashas. We have why I need the perut, the details of all the different parts, when it already says kolchem or kol ish Yisrael. We have to understand why it doesn't say roshechem lishivtechem, since that's what the pasuk means. We'd like to understand why it starts off with lashon yachid and ends off with lashon rabbim, and we also want to understand it starts with lashon rabbim and includes lashon yachid, and we want to understand also why. It says you're standing now before Hashem, implying before, and you weren't standing for Hashem, you're always standing before Hashem. So b'siyata d'shmaya, like k'darkeinu b'kodesh, in these shiurim, we have our work cut out for us, gevaldik. The Ramban and others discuss the issue of why there's a need for another krisus bris. Atem nitzavim ayom, you're standing, like Rashi says, lachnisam bebris. Hapchem, your children, everybody. La'avrucha b'vris Hashem Eloi kecho v'alasei. Hashem v'shalom akecho kari simcha yom. So you're entering into a covenant with God. Azeh brit nosefet me'abrit sh'ayta b'sinai. Lama tzarich kritat brit nosefet? Why do we need to make another bris? Yerachayim HaKadosh writes based on the Sugya on Sanhedrin 43b that with this bris is called the union of Arvus Shekol Yisroel Arevim Ze Lo Ze V'chayovim Ze Al Cheto Shel Ze. So we have communal responsibility. And it would appear that the union of Arvus is She'en Chiyuvei HaTorah U'Mitzvoteha Rak Chiyuvim Al kol yachid v'yachid mi-Israel v'torat yachid shal ze haita ha-brit shal Sinai ela haita kan kritat brit al kol Yisrael b'kechlal. So pshat is that the chiyuvei Torah are not just independent chiyuvim on individuals. That's pshat narvus. It's not just that you have an individual responsibility, but rather there's a krisas bris al kol Yisrael kechlal shebeteras klal cholim aleim chiyuvei atayro mitzvus umemela shepegam shel echod is a pegam of the klal v'aydei zeh yesh lav gam al maaseh hasheni onesh mitzad echad v'achrayut mitzad sheni. We're punished for other people's sins, and we have responsibility for other people's sins. Because we're part of the community. So now we understand the detailing. In Psukim Tes and Yud, and also the Lashon Rabim, and then the Hemshech of the Lashon Yachid, in Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, because it's known in the name of the Groh, we've mentioned before, B'siyat Dishmaya, that Lashon Rabim Shebetorah is Bet Yachasut Liyichidei Yisrael Sherabim Hem. V'Lashon Yachid Shebetorah Hu Bet Yachasut LeKol Yisrael Ke'am Echad Shebezeh Kulam Lashon Yachid Shel Am Hem. U'Patach HaKatuv B'ma SheKatuv Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Rasheichem Shifteichem. דהיינו שעד עכשיו יש בכם הפרדה זה מזה. The Gra says that Lashon Rabim is talking to the individuals of the Jewish people, because there are many, many individuals. Lashon Yachid relates to the nation as one nation. That's Lashon Yachid. Because we're being related to as one unit. And the Pasuk opens up when it says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Rasheichem Shifteichem, in other words, until now, you are separate from each other. And because of this, there's a Lashon of Rabim. We're going on the Pratim, on the many, many individuals. And everybody is different, and everybody has a different nature and personality, obligation in life, responsibility. And that's why it says Rasheichem Shifteichem, even though it means Rasheichem Lishifteichem. Because the very concept of Shevet is separation. And since the Pasuk is talking about how we're separate, we're individuals, it says a Lashon of Shifteichem, not Rasheichem Lishifteichem. It emphasizes Shifteichem, your separate tribes, to show that there's a separation. In other words, this Pasuk, Atem Nitzavim, is talking about the fact that we're separate, we're individuals. We're details. And that's why it's Lashon Rabim, and that's why they go into detail, and that's why it says Shifteichem. And on this Moshe says that indeed all the Yechidim are standing today before the Lord your God. In other words, in a covenant, all of you have a covenant. And through this, you are close to Hashem. You are Omed Lifnei Hashem because He is your God, and you have a covenant with Him from Sinai. But this Metzius which was like this until now is going to be changed. Now you are going to go into a bris that's going to make you into one unit, not into individuals. And vis-a-vis this obligation, that from this reality, there is no separation anymore. Of Rasheichem, Shuvteichem, Zekneichem, Shotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael, but rather, Nitzavim Atem Kulchem, La'avrocha b'vris, Hashem Eloi Kecho uva'ol asay, Aya asher ani koreis imcha hayom, Dahainu, She'abrit va'alayi, Shemeachshav, Chiyuv ha-mitzvot shelachem, Hu b'lashon yachid, Be'yotchem, Mitziut achat, Sheba chayavim kol ha-pratim, Hamarkivim et ha-mitziut hazot, B'torat Hashem. So what's happening now? There's now a shift from being one, being many individuals who were before God. Yes, Nitzavim, you stand before God because you have Bris Sinai, but now you're going into a different covenant where you are responsible for each other. La'avrucha b'vris Hashem Elokecha. Right, that's verse 11. Le'avrecha bivrit Hashem Elokecha uve'alato asher 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 Hashem Elokecha koret imecha hayom. So now you are going to pass into the covenant of the Lord your God and to the oath which Hashem, your God, makes with you this day. That from now, your chi of mitzvahs is belashon yachid. That's why the pasuk shifts to lashon yachid, because now you're going to be yachid, because you're going to be one klal. Now you're going to be one unit. You're one mitzias. Where all of the individuals that comprise this reality are obligated together in Torah Hashem and His mitzvahs. And on that it says in verse 12, Leman hakimotcha hayom lo le'am v'u'yelecha le'lokim kasher diber lach v'chasher nishba la'avotecha le'Abraham li'Yitzchak. In order that he may establish you to this day to himself for a people, and that he may be to you a God, as he spoke to you, and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In other words, now there is a hakama, which makes you one nation that's chayv b'teres Hashem. The mana kimoscha hayom, you as an individual, as one, not individuals, as one unit, you're going to be his nation, he's going to be your God. U'yelecha, because we're all one. So that's the difference between now and Sinai. Sinai is the Rabbim, and now is the Yachid. Medrash Tanchuma says, Atem nitzavim hayom, Ma yom meir pe'amim u'ma'afil pe'amim afatem k'shafela lachem atid la'ir lachem or olam shenamar v'yal lecha l'ashem l'or olam imatai b'zman sh'tiu kolchem aguda achat shenamar chayim kolchem ayom b'noheg sheba'olam im notel adam aguda shel kanim shem yechol l'shavram bevat achat v'nanotel achat achat afilu tinok m'shavram. וכן אתה מוצא שאין ישראל נגלים, עד שכולם אגודה אחת, שנאמר, בימים ההם, ההמה, ובעת ההינו עם השם, יבואו בני ישראל ובני יהודה יחדיו, שהם אגודים מקבלים פני שכינה. So, the Medrash Tanhuma says that just like the day sometimes is light and sometimes is dark, so too. When it's dark for you, God is going to shine the eternal light. God is going to be, as it says in the verse, le'ol olam, an eternal light. When is that? When you are one unit, when we're your own group. Chayim kulchem hayoim. You're all alive today, kulchem, together, unity. If a person takes one, if a person takes a whole collection, a whole group of reeds, can he break them at once? Let's say he takes them one by one, then he can break them. So too, we are unbreakable when we are many. And then we're makabel p'nei ha'shchina. So you see mefurish in this Medrash Tanchuma that the Atem Nitzavim is to make us one aguda, one mitzius. Sherak ba yesh ba kabbalat p'nei ha'shchina. That's what it says, v'yuchal l'chal elokim, that Hashem is going to be for you an or olam. And that's taller than you being an aguda achas like we are over here. One mitzius, we are l'chal elokim. So bidiyuk kafi she'amarnu, mevo'ar v'divrei Medrash Tanchuma, that it's talking about Atem Nitzavim Hayom, when you're aguda achas, then God's going to be for you for light, for eternal light, because that's what we're doing over here. We're making ourselves into one unit. So if we're properly one unit, we're acting like we should, then we get to the geula. וזה נראה במה שכתוב בפסוק ב' הפכם. מה זה בפסוק ב'? בפסוק השני, בפרשה, פסוק י'. תפכם נשיכם וגרך אשר בקרב מחנך מחוטב עיצך עד שואב מימך. Your little ones, your wives, and your foreigner who is in the midst of your camps, and the one who cuts, from the one who cuts your wood to the one who draws your water. So apparently we have to understand, if it would have said, just show Ev Me Mecha, then they're all here. Why does it have to say Nechotev Eitzecha Ad Shoev Memecha? From the one who cuts the wood to the one who draws the water. What's the difference? These are both not the most distinguished members of society. The woodcutters and the water drawers. Not the lawyers, accountants, and investment bankers. And head of surgeries. Or Befrat, like we see in the Gemara in Yevamis, and af ayintes amud beis, umevuar kan b'divrei Rashi. It's talking about the gerim, and the word misgayer l'shem shemayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu made them chod ve'yetsim ve. Yeshua made them chod ve. Chot ve'etzim v'shoa ve'imayim. Rashi says, Melamed shebo kenayim mizgayir me'im Moshe. There shebo gavonim b'im Moshe. The kenayim came to be mizgayir in the time of Moshe, just like the gavonim in the time of Yoshua. V'zeor v'gavonim v'yasu gam heim abarama. They also did barama. And Moshe Yoshua made them chot ve'etzim v'shoa ve'imayim. So to Moshe. These are talking about bad converts. It's talking about pruseyam. So once we're talking about Pruseyam, these lesser members of society, so why do we have to mention both? What does it mean? From these until these. This is discussed by the Netziv and the Hayim Ikdavar. And it's Siv Kotev, Maze Mechot Ve'etzecha, Shmeitot Ve'etzecha, She'avoy the Koshe Shebebayis. That's the hardest work. And Shoev Emecha is a Kala B'yoyser. Kol Echad Nidon Lufi Avodaso. Everybody is judged according to his Avoda. That's the Netziv. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, based on what it says in the Gemara in Megillah 11b, and what it says in Esther, Perek Aleph, according to one man, the Amr Hodu V'Kush, were next to each other, just like it was Molech al Hodu V'Kush, so too is Molech al Kol Olam Kula. So it appears that the explanation is that Darko Shalolim Hu Shemisha Shekol Shamilchak Yotir Gadol Bein HaMelech LeMedinot Malchuto Ken Katna Shlitato Amash Yotir Rachok Mimena. Ve'al Zeh Ktiv Klapei Tokef Malchuto Shalach HaShverosh Shekishem Shemalach al Hodu V'Kush Shem Be'Melchak. By this in a double coat of Tokov Shlitato, Kin Malach Bochol Sheva Esrim Mimea Medina below of double Tokov Shlita, Haba Mechamata Melchak. In other words, Pshat in the Gemara that says that Achashverosh is Malach Mahodu Vat Kush, and Hodu Vat Kush were next to each other, and it's saying just like it was Malach Hodu Kush, so to everywhere, because usually when you're further away, you have less of a Shlita. So here the Torah is telling us that, the Megillah is telling us, that just like Achashverosh had complete shlita over Hodu and Kush, which were nearby, so too he had complete shlita over everything. It's like he had complete shlita over nearby places, so too he had a near shlita over everything. 127 Medinas. So it's saying over here that just like there's no difference between Kishem she'ein avdel ben chotei veit secha l'shuev mimecha. V'shnehem kachada, have legabei hityachasut elehem. V'chlal am Yisrael, there's no difference between the chotei veitzecha and the shoev meimecha. From him until him, there's no difference. They're both part of Klal Yisrael. So too, all those enumerated here, they are all kachotei veitzecha at shoev meimecha. L'nyan avrecha b'ribis Hashem u'bal lasa. Because there's no, we're all one. So don't think that anybody is different, that anybody's a yotzei min haklal. So it mentions too, just like it says, hodu v'ad kush. What does it mean, me hodu v'ad kush? Just like he was molech from hodu to kush, hodu and kush, so to a kol olam kula. It's the same shlita, just like he has shlita over hodu and kush, which are nearby, so to over kol olam kula. So to here. Just like it's mechote veitzecha at shoev mimecha. Just like they're in the bris, so too everybody's in the bris. They're no different than anybody else. So too, all of Klal Yisrael. They're all in the bris Hashem u'bal lasa. Because there's no difference between any individuals. That's why it says, mechote veitzecha at shoev mimecha, just like mehodu ve'ad kush. They're all the same. And even these people are so far away, so low, they're all included in the bris. It's kedai to see here Arashar Hirsch. Arashar Hirsch kotev, atem nitzavim kvar amarnu, מדוע משה הפסיק באמצע דבריו בנוגע לעתיד ישראל, הוא רוצה להזכיר לישראל את העובדות שיהיו עדים להם במו עיניהם, כדי שתהיה להם הבנה נכונה בברכות ובקללות הנאמרות להם, כמו כן הוא רוצה להוסיף ביורים מסוימים, כדי להבטיח שם לא יפרש את הברכות והקללות בצורה לא נכונה. העובדות שהוא רוצה להביא תשומת ליבם כלולות בפסוקים א' עד ח', כמה פסוקים ט' וכ', הוא מוסיף את הביורים. So משה רבינו is adding explanation, you shouldn't misunderstand what's happening. So here he explains what happens. In Psukim test Yud Aleph, mafrichim et ha-tfisa mut'et shemachuyavut Yisrael lekiyum ha-Torah mikoach ha-borit mugbelet lekfutzot mesuyamot ba-uma, ledorot mesuyamim, or leferek zman mesuyam. Ma'aseh ha-borit va-shvua chalot al kol b'nei ha-uma, ve'al kol ha-dorot ha-baim. So here he's slugging up the Taina. He is disabusing us from the notion that only certain Jews are obligated in mitzvahs. That's Pesukim Yud, Yud Dalet, the test Yud Dalet. And the reality is that all Jews are obligated. There's no difference. And all Jews in all generations. And then we have Pesukim, Tesvav Tuchaf. In Tesvav it says, Patrut Shikotzei Megulehem, Eitzvev and Ketzadav Shem Ampe, Shem Isha, Isha, Mishpacha, Shevet, אשר לבבו פונה היום עם השם אלוקנו, ללכת לעבוד את אלוקי הגויים ההם, פן יש בכם שורש פורה, ראש ולענה, והיה בשמעו את דברי העלה הזאת, והתברך בלבבו לאמור, שלום יהיה לי כי בשירות ליבי עליך מעצבות הרבת עצמי, לא אוהבי השם סלוח לו, כי אז ישן אף השם וקנאתו באיש ההוא, ורבצה בו כל העלה וכתובה בספר הזה, ומחה השם את שמו מתחת השמיים, וגלו השם לרע מכל שבטי ישראל, כל אות הברית הכתובה בספר התורה הזה. So here it says, oh, you can see there Avodah Zarah. Maybe there's somebody who says, hey, I want to serve those Avodah Zarahs. Maybe you have this evil root. And when you hear this oath, you're going to say to yourself, everything's going to be okay with me because I'm going to go b'shirus sleepy. So what is the, I'm going to don't follow the whims of my heart? So says Rav Hirsch, שפסוקים תת וו עד חף מהפריכים את התפיסה המוטעת, כאילו הברכות והכללות נוגעות רק לבגידה הלאומית, ואילו היחיד חופשי לחיות את חייו בניגוד לתורה. Maybe you're going to think it's only universal, but a yachid can do whatever he wants, as long as the tzibur is fine. No. Can't say that. And יש צורך לעסוק כאן בתות מסוכנת זו, לאור אמור פסוק חב זין, אם התחלקו אותם ליחידים הישבים בכל רחבי הארץ, הכתוב מדגיש שם כדי לענות על צורכי אותה תקופה, את האחריות המשותפת של כל ישראל להחזקת התורה לקיום מצוותיה. לפי עיקרון זה היחיד אינו מקיים את תפקידו אם הוא נאמן לחובתו בחייו הפרטים בלבד, אך אינו עושה כמיטב יכולתו לקדם את שמירת התורה בכל קהילתו. And that's what we've been discussing. In פסוק חב זין, ויד שם השם מעל דמסם באף אחים וכסף גודל ושלחם על ארץ החרץ כיום הזה. So we are going to be cast away from our land if we're over on this bris. So we shouldn't think chas v'shalom. And we're allowed to do whatever we want. We have to make sure everybody's keeping the Torah. And we have a public obligation, a communal obligation. And don't think that you're going to be separate from it. And he explains the lashon v'atem nitzavim yatzevu tzura shel yashav im tzlil atzadi. In other words, instead of yashav, yatzav. That's the Hirschian linguistic. One of them. And so instead of amad, what's in between amad and yatzav? As yatzev enemur al amida stam, el al amida itana, it's a stronger standing. B'koach u'vahatmana mele'at meretz. במדרש תנחומה מבארים בטוב טעם חז"ל מדוע בחר כאן הכתוב לנקוט בלשון זו יצב. Why is he using the regular lesson of עמד? We see עמד פסוק דלת, כי את אשר ישנו פה עמנו עומד היום לפני השם אלוקינו, ואת אשר איננו פה עמנו היום. So we see a lashon of amad over there. And the answer is that you have all these yisurim that we discussed in the previous parshim, parshas Kisavo. So you're going to outlive all these yisurim. It says in the pasuk, Chitzaya Chalevam, 32:23 later on. So chitzai kolam behinam kol, my arrows are going to end, but you're not going to end. And the surim actually ensure your kiyum nitzchi, because it causes you to improve your deeds. Like Chazal say in the Medrash, hey ma'amidos eschem, l'man anoscha l'nasoscha, va'od atem nitzavim v'kayimim lad, I'm going to die, but you're going to be here forever, because the nation is eternal. Okay, Moriv Rabbeisai, we just did a little bit of a Ma'amal Muzgar to say over Rav Hirsch, because I love learning Rav Hirsch. And Amir Tisham, we're going to continue with this Mahalach of the Yachid versus the Rabbim, of the unity of Klal Yisrael as opposed to many individuals, which is how the parasha started out. Hopefully we're going to continue this Mahalach in the next year. And we are going to see more Niflos Mitoras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Hissimas, beloved friends.